is because you people don't wipe yourself with chaspa. Mashmir, if they would have wiped themselves with chaspa, this earthly keli, then Shehosh Kishav would have had shliter over them. She could have stopped them. For loyvaita kotluchu kina banaychu, you don't kill lice when they're on you begodim. Vice, that's also bad for Kishav. For loyshalaf luchu yirok, you don't pull out a vegetable. For yochluchu mikisham the yasa ginoi. Is the yasa mikisham means like the Rashi says the ogud, when the gardener, when the farmer, when he bundles up together either the shum, the garlic, or the onions, he puts them in a bundle. Now, when you buy them, it's no good to pick out the onion from the bundle. That's bad for kishuf. What you should do is first untie the bundle, and then you'll take and eat the vegetables. That's that the farmer bundles it up, ties it up together. For yoichlan, you eat it out of the bundle. El, what should you do? El atem matirin aguda. First, you untie the whole rope, the whole string, the whole bundle. Tchila, shema mina, koparim tzarayif mir, kolhani koshlik shofim. All these three things is bad for kshofim. So, mashma, if you wipe yourself with kli cheres, that's bad for kishuf. Vayit om alei rafuna. The Rabba Brei, Rafuna told his son, "My time of the Shchicha came with Rav Chizda. How come you don't go learn by Rav Chizda the Mechadet and Shmaita? He will teach you how to learn very good. It will sharpen your head a little bit." Omalei, so the son answered back, "My Ezla Gabei, why should I go to him? The Chiyazum, because the few times that I went to him, the Gabei, Moisel Lebemil of the Alma, he was Stam talking to me Stam in Yonim of the world. He didn't teach me Torah. He had the son at Tainas. He wasn't learning in Torah then. He was Stam talking to me of the Alma." I told his father, you know what we're talking about? He's saying like this. Rav Chizda was telling them, man the isla basically, somebody goes to make in the basically say, don't go and sit down right away. And don't push too much. Why? Dharikakashta means the rectum atloshine yosef. It's like staying on three glands there, and it's a very delicate. And Dilma Mishtamet Ishina the Kakishta. Maybe one of the glands will break on you. Therefore, don't push too much. Viyasa Desakon, and if you do it, you come with Desakon. So, Omale, the father told the son, Hevi Asik Bechaya the Braisa. Rab Chizdu were teaching you, Shtaka, Allah, how to keep yourself healthy. Viyatamat, the Mil Viyam, and you're saying these are Stam Mil Viyam he's talking about. Kol Shchen Zulagabe Yavad, you should go and learn all these things. They're very, very important. Don't sit down fast. Over chayzik and too strong. The fish and niftach and neck, you've opened up the hole there. The chazaka with strands, the nitkin. Shinek akash to be yitzis. You're afraid the other glands will come out. The litrach tvei in plasm. Right. Hoyle fun of tsuru vecheres. Somebody has in front of him a choice to wipe himself either with tsuru with rocks or else vecheres. Is a locher rafun of maknef betzur. It's better to use a tzur. The drashi b'shabes afa pi delav batil lubiyama. Even though it's muksa, there's no real heter to touch it. I'll be here mishum makaver a breeze as muta. Like the more before, it's better than to use a kli cheres. V'yena maknef becheres mishum sakon like we had before. V'yena maknef becheres. He holds it's better to wipe yourself with the cheres. Don't come on to muksa. Trash mekanech becheres. She is teres kli oleha. Neisve avakasha hoyle fun of tzur becheres. Somebody has in front of them a stone or a kli cheres mekanech becheres. V'yem mekanech betzur. You see a riot to a funa. You see a riot to a Rav Chizda. That better to use the kli cheres. And of course, akasha no sugi before. The saying is a sakon or a kishuf to use kli cheres. Is a churat yut to the Rav Huna, and the Mara Tigmar Rafram. Ba Papa Kai made Rav Chizda libe the Rav Huna be ugne kelim. That we say it's mutter to use the kli cheres as ugne kelim, as the rim around the keli. And that by says there's no kishuv or there's no stakonim, but use the kli itself. That's stakosim. Rashi bugne kelim shame chalok is very smooth. Viena mikroim, I suppose that doesn't rip the skin. Therefore, there's no sakon involved. But hoyulufon of tsuruv yasovim, abiyasovim. You have in front of you either stones to wipe yourself with, or else grass, leaves that are growing. Is avchizav of hamnun machlokes chadov meknech betsur. It's better to use the stones. Viein meknech besovim, and don't use the grass. Use dirt of the grass. And don't use the stones. Trashi. Because the stone, the grass is like wet. It cuts the skin. That's one Shabbos. Maybe you're afraid you'll pick it off on Shabbos. Then you day them out. What's the shaila of Tlisha? With the grass mechuborim miyika manda shori kumdung anu nukmukum mechuborim kanech ben mechuborim. The other side is no, that it's still attached, and you're wiping yourself while it's attached. So avad, you're not mechaben to pull it off. Maybe you pull it off. Vayd yem kanech but so drashid la batel that's muksuk mechanech besovim kshem mechuborim. Well, you see them, don't move them, don't pull them off. What are you saying? It's better to use the grass more than stone, because stone is muksa. Hashem, can't wipe yourself with grass, it's not muksa. It's also an Isra on Shabbos. Like you can't climb up a tree, you can't hang your clothing on a tree. It's only an Isra, you can't use or climb up a tree, it's awesome. Hashem, can grass. It's also to put things on top of. Over here, it's also mutter to wipe yourself with the grass, providing you're not going to pull it off. But the more meisvei mekanech v'davar shorsh letus bo shinuf tachtonis noishrus. That if you wipe yourself with something that's burnable, you could use in the fire, it's bad for you. So here, the chur grass you could burn. Mola kasher obalach and obyvation. When it's wet, it's mutter. When it's dry, then takatzasa. Rashi lachim is a nor shalom, but when it's still wet, then it's not burnable. That's when it's mutter. Right? Hanitzorach lafano, somebody has to go to the basic kisei. V'ena nifna, he doesn't go. Is a chizav ravina. Chadam a ruach rosh let his boys and have ruach ra in him. The chadam a ruach zumash let his boys and start smelling. Tanya command the yam a ruach zumash let his boys and start smelling bad. The Tanya, and it's sorrow from the cove. Somebody has to go to the base kisei, has to go make. The Yoichel, instead of making, he sits down to eat. Is doima, what is he like? Let Tarno, like an oven. She has to cool out Gabi Afori. That you start out to bake the second time on top of the first schmutz, the first dirt, dust. Like usually what you do is after you bake once, you clean out the coals, then you start new. Hey, you didn't clean out, you baked on top of the old schmutz. The Zoe Tchilas Ruach Zuma. That's the beginning of smelling, so you see it's right, it's Ruach Zuma. Somebody has to go to make. But he can't go. Omar al Chizda, what's the Eitzah? Yamed v'yesh, let him stand up, then sit down. Yamed v'yesh, do some exercise, up and down. Rav Chonim min adoy yoma yisal kon zdon, let him move to the side. It's also an Eitzah. Rashi, kishe boy de gatsa bezov yizu, if you try and make on one corner, yistal gazov yisacheres v'yudde, go try and go walk to the other corner and try and make there. Rav Hamnun Rama, yimash prince betzor, like we had before, take stone and rub yourself, v'yay samakim, that helps, v'yay samakim, the make place we have to go, that's a place to rub yourself. Rav Boran Amri, another way to yisir daitai, from yisir daitai, don't think about going. Omle Ravacha Bred the Rover of Ashi, Koshchen the Chimasiach Dait Lemafani. Havad, if you're not going to think about going, you're not going to go. He starts thinking about it, helps you. Omle, what he meant to say was, Yisiach Daitim Dvor Machirim. Faket, stop thinking about anything else. And that will make you go. Omle Rav Yimim Midiftel, the Dichos Lehutaya. I once saw an Arab. The Koim Vyosef, he sat down and got up, he was up and sat down. The Kombi Yossi got up and sat down. The Shavuk Gedeir, until he had to go, Mamash Gedeir. Toner Rabbonin, Hanich Nasli Sudas Kva. Somebody goes into the Sudas Kva, big meal. Is before he goes, he should check himself. And if the Shaykh is of going, is Yehalef Yud Pom Mishal Arba Hamas. He should walk 10 times, the length of 4 amas. V'yamrlo, some said the other way. Dal upon me, should walk 4 times. Shall eser amas. 10 amas each time. V'nifna, that will make him go to the basic kisei first. V'nichnas v'yeshivim koyma, then he'll be able to stay in his place and have a nice suda. Trashi yud pomim yamtim bein pam lepam. Wait in between each time. Is that the chil between 10 or 4 times? that you have to wait in between. So one man Yemes says, walk 4 amas, then wait, try and go, then walk another 4 amas. One man Yemes says, no, walk 10 amas first, and then try and be ready yourself to go to the Beit Kisei. That's enough communion. But after you walk either 4 amas or these 10 amas, be ready yourself each time. It's better to walk. It's better first to walk 10 amas and then try and go to the Beis Kisei. But there's the Yetzer, always try and go to the Beis Kisei before you go to the Suda. Have a new Suda.
Pay basil.
Here, the pei beis by the Mishnah, a cheres. What's the shear to carry out a cheres on earth, piece of earth, a clay? Kedelitoin bein ptsoyim lechaverim. But when you're stacking boards one on top of another, you used to put like some clay in between them. So that's a choshev shear of clay. Rashi bein ptsoyim lechaverim. Kishem misadrim simim, when they misada parallel beams. Rosh ve'amudim v'kuris v'yosim soya shokuris aloritz. There's a little hole space between one beam and another beam. They put clay underneath it, it shouldn't get crooked, shouldn't get slanty. So that's a shear of clay. That's a Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What do they use like cheres, an earthly clay, like a clay clay, to use it to hit the coals? When you're making fire in the coals, I'm all used to sharpen the coals. So take this piece of clay and sharpen the coal with it. That's the shear choshev. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer k'dei lekabel b'revius. A third shita. Well, how much of a shear of a clay do you have to have? A big enough piece that you can mekabel a revius of water inside it. That's like a becha that holds a revius. Who that's the biggest shear? Omer Rabbi Meir. Afal pishen ma'ila dova. There's no real riot to me that Rabbi Meir says the shear is lachtich b'yesor of a zechla dova. There is a zechla dova. The Apostle Yeshayahu says, "Lo yimotze b'mechisosoi." That mashmi after the churban abayis, there'll be such clawless then that you won't find anything left over. Cheresh lachtos eish meikad. You won't find even a piece of cheresh of clay in order to lachtos eish meikad. Mashma to hit, make the fire with it. So mashma, the purpose of clay is to make fire with it. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, if Rabbi Yosef, no, I have a raya for me goof in the same pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, "He said, Misham raya from the Azariah." The end of the passage says that you won't even find a piece of clay to in order to schlep water from a puddle of water. So when you're schlepping water, how much is a choshev shear water, a revius of water? So mash mecheres is something to hold water. So that's the shear, how much of a cheres you have to carry it on Shabbos, is a shear that you can carry revius water in it. That what do you use clay for? Making fire with it. Lachsoif lidlois. It schlep the water. The chereya chashuk hashoyf hachashvi mayim shal hanesiva shduch l'aber akshom meshuyas nehosim yemigeva guma shemayim nikabotzim b'teichoy. The puddle of water. So the Yeshayahu was saying that there won't even be any clay left over after the churban to schlep water from a puddle of water. My boy lehu shiura the Rav Meir nofish or shiura the Rav Yosi nofish. What's the biggest shear? To have the clay that you put in between the beams, or to have the clay enough to make the fire with, lachta boyesesh. More mistavra shira the Rabbi Yosi nofish. Is mistavra Rabbi Yosi shir is the biggest shir. Oh no, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi have the last two shirim. That Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir shita was the lachta boyes or, enough clay to sharpen the coals to make a better fire. And Rabbi Yosi said, clay the kabbal bo revius. So Gemara is asking, what's the biggest shir? A shir to makabal revius of water, or enough of a clay to make fire with? So he's saying, Mistavra, Shiur, the Rabbi Yosi Nofish. In Svara, Raviya should be a bigger Shiur. For you need less clay to sharpen the coals than you do to Makabla Raviyas. So Rabbi Yosi Shiur should be a bigger Shiur. Of a Mikroah from the Psukim is Mashra Faker. Shiur, the Rabbi Meir Nofish. That the first Shiur, Meir Shiur is a bigger Shiur. How much clay you need to sharpen the coals to make the fire burn better. Why? If you want to say the second shear of Yosi shear, enough clay to mekabel revius of water, that's a bigger shear than you need clay to make fire with.
Layit Lor, Shoyo was cursing them, telling them, Mishnah, Yatzu Lechurban, you're not going to find any clay to Mone Zutra. Like first he says, you're not going to find any clay Lachzav Boyesesh. So if you can tell me that's a smaller shear. So you already said the curse is not going to be even, you won't even find clay the size to make fire with. For how the Layit Lay, then Yeshayo says another klolum. The Mone Rabba, that you know you're not even going to find clay enough of a shear to schlep water, which is usually Revius water. If a revius is a bigger shear, so the klolus of the opposite way. First, he should have said revius, and then he should have said it's the smaller shear. First, he said lachtech boyeish mashma, that's the bigger shear. So first, Yeshayo is saying you should answer the churban, you're not going to find clay even to make fire with. Then he gives a bigger klolum, you're not even going to find a smaller piece of clay. That's the shear of revius that either you won't find. Omer Abayez at the bayim masnisen abezoy yatsir atzran al mishnosom. That your meyer shear is a bigger shear, lachtech boyesesh, and the chur the kasher is to make a fire, to make the coals, you just need a small piece of clay. We're talking about lachtech eish mikid gedolim. We're talking about a very big fire. It's very, very hot. So in a very hot and big fire, you can't get close to it. No matter how small the coals are, you want to fix the coals, you have to have a long stick in order to be able to get close to it because it's too hot. So that, therefore, to make the clay, fix the fire, you need a bigger piece of clay than you were able to make a revius, to makabel a revius of water. Rashi, Omar Bayim Asisim, the Kamer Reb Meir, Lachtech Or, Mikid the Gedei Lekomer, it's talking about from a big bonfire light. Shafilo Gachalat Katan, even though you have small coals there, ain't a real Lachtech Bo. Small coals, but it's a big fire, you can't get near the fire. Elo Becheres Godel, unless you have a big piece of the Cheres, the clay, a clean. You'll get burnt. So that's Pshat the Mishnah. When you have a big fire, you need a bigger piece of clay to get near there to fix the fire. So that's the first shita. Then Rabbi Yossi says even a smaller shear, a shear of enough clay to make up a revius of water. For Rabbi Yossi, Yoimei Mishom Rai. Rabbi Yossi says there's no Rai in that Pasuk, because the end of the Pasuk says, V'lach shef mayim igeva, that you schlep the water from the puddle. So the Mara Shafik, Komalei Rabbi Yossi Rameya, Rabbi Yosef kind of is good to Rameya. How could you, Rameya, bring your right that the only purpose you have of clay is to make fire? The end of the Pasuk says clearly that they use the clay to schlep the water with. So the more of Rameya, loymi boy koma. Loymi boy, in other words, he holds that what's a choshiva kli cheres, what do you use it for? Only lachtech boyesesh, a bigger shear. A smaller shear than that, just to schlep water revius, is not choshiv. Nobody keeps a kli cheres for that purpose. So what was Yeshayo saying? Loi mi boi koma. Loi mi boi mi di de choshev linish. Le lishtakach, loi mi boi ye choshev a piece of kli cheres that people use to make fire. After the Churban HaBayis they won't find it. There'll be such a big klala then. You won't have a piece of clay for that purpose. El afilu. Yeshayo is saying even a bigger klala. You won't even find a smaller piece of clay. That with that clay you'll be able to catch a revius of water. And not the pshat that people use clay to get water. Even a piece of water that people do not use for the kli, that people do not use, they won't find. Now, that was the klal Yeshayo saying. Well, come a time you won't even find a kli cheres enough to schlep a revius of water, even though people don't use it for that purpose. But even the things you don't use it for, you won't find either. Drashi, Shafi Komala Rabbi Yosi, the Medlayat Lay Bosh Raminu Bechazi, since Yeshayo said a clothing, you're not going to have clay, even to schlep water, mashma people use it for that purpose. The Teretz was no. Afilumi did Loy Choshiv, they're going Lachshif Mayim, to schlep the water. Lelishkach Bo, Lyerlem Lechoshiv Shiur El Lachtes Or. What's the Choshiv Shiur Klicheris that people hide it and use it? Is only to make the fire better with the earthly kli. But to use the earthly kli to schlep water, nobody uses it. That's where Meishita. Yehadin Alecha Amoitziyayim. So the Amar Rabbi Kiva. Minayin Liavoy Dezorah. This is a parak all about Tumah, Tyrum. So Kiva says, Minayin Liavoy Dezorah. How do we know the Tumah of an Avoy Dezorah? If you have a strict to get Shkut itself, if the Avoy Dezorah itself, Shematama B'masa, Tinida, that not only if you touch the Avoy Dezorah, is it Matama you, but if you just pick it up, because you're not touching the Avoy Dezorah itself, you have 10 sheets. And on top of the 10 sheets, you have the Avoy Dezorah. And you're picking up the Avoy Dezorah. How do you know it's Matama Mishumasa? If you learn it out from Nida, just like the Nida, if you pick up a Nida, you're also Matama. Shenema, the Pasuk Sheyol says, Tizrom Kemoy Dova. It says you should destroy the Avoy Dezorah, Tizrom, and destroy them, Kemoy Dova, just like the Nida. Tzei Toimeloi, this part of the pasuk, Tzei Toimeloi, is, so Yeshua said, burn the Avodah Zorah like a nida. Ma nida, so it's a hekesh to nida. Ma nida, just like by a nida. Mid time of a masam, if somebody picks up a nida, or anything that's keeping nida up, if she's on top of a bed, so, and the bed is also Tomei Asmati, it's carrying up the nida. Is af Avodah Zorah mid time of a masam. Who are then, if you're holding up an Avodah Zorah, it's metamu you. Even though you're not directly touching the Avodah Zorah, there's like a sheet between you and the Avodah Zorah, but it's called Nisiv. You're holding it up. If it's up because of you, that has a Tumas Masiv. The Maskana will see this Tumas by Avodah Zorah is only Midirabon, it's not really Midiraisa. Midiraisa, Avodah Zorah is also Ba'anor, you're not allowed to have it, you're not allowed to be over it. But there's no Tumas Midiraisa. It's a Rabbanim Dik Alocha that if you touch Avodah Zorah, it's Metameyu like a Nida. That's Alger B'Kiva. So what type of a Tumah does Avodah Zorah have? Not only Tumas Maga, but even Tumas Masa. And even though you're not touching it directly, it's just up because of you, you have the Tumas Masa. Shgash Yom Rabbi Kiva, Menel Avodah Zorah. Mishum Deboi Lemisni Badayu. Minayin Shir Machitzin Esa Milo. About later on in the Perek, Rabbi Kiva talks about Milo, how you know you're allowed to wash the kid before his Milo on Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishnah now in Shabbos talks about Hilchas Avodah Zorah, because it's doyim. The Rabbi Kiva says later, how do you know you're allowed to wash a kid before his milah? The masa shrashi adam hainoisa. A person that's carrying the Avodah Zorah, even though he's not touching it, he has a tumes Avodah Zorah. Is the pasuk says tizvam kumaydava the Avodah Zorah mishtoy. It's talking about the Avodah Zorah and says destroy it like a nida. It's hukash the nida. Just like nida has a tumas masa, who had then Avodah Zorah has a tumas masa. That's how to be kiva. Gemara Tanan Hosim learned in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. Mi shehoye beisai somach le Avodah Zorah. Because there was an Avodah Zorah there, a bias, and some of course from learn you were mamish oivid the bias. Hey, the bias, the church itself has a din of Avodah Zorah to it. And you have your house right next to the church. Now the wall between your house and the church is one wall. So your mom is sharing a wall. You and the Avodah Zorah is sharing a wall. Hey, me show your base, your house, the son of Avodah Zorah, is right next to the house of the Avodah Zorah. The Nofal, and now this wall caved in. So Pashid, your house, is mom is looking into the church. The Nofal is also of Noisai. You're not allowed to build up the wall the same place where it was. Strashi, Koisoloi, son of Avodah Zorah. Show your oise, Koisol, Mechitza, Afla, base Avodah Zorah. Hey, the same wall was a partition for two people, for your house and for the church. And now this wall falls down, is also Livnoisi, not let it build it up, so trashy, why? Because by you building up your wall, you're giving Hanot to Avodah Zorah. The church also needs a fourth wall. If you build up this fourth wall for your house, you're also building up a wall for the Avodah Zorah. So that's cheap, it's also to Mahana, the Avodah Zorah. Kate said, yeah, so what's the age to do for your house? You have to move into your house, Dal Damas, away from the church. Then you can build up the wall. So this wall is going to be completely only for Anor for you. It's not going to be Anor for the Avodah Zorah, therefore it's Mutter. Let's say, another Locha.